Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim with Justin.
How's it going, everybody?
And coming to us from what looks like a retirement home, the other Tim.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
and this week, guys, this is our Christmas episode. So,
yes, it is.
Hooray.
Hooray for that.
Yeah.
We got that going for us. We made it far enough into this stupid fucking thing we're doing to make it to Christmas.
To make it to Christmas time. Sorry, y'all. I forgot my Bah Humbug Santa hat.
It's written all over your face. That's all right.
Yeah, I got my Peppa Pig hat, man. It's all good.
No branding on the show. That's not us.
You're right. You're right.
That's right.
Not unless we get paid.
We're not going to. I don't think Nickelodeon's going to sponsor the fucking show.
Especially by Peppa Pig, bro.
Yeah, I don't think Nickelodeon's jumping on board. But
nah.
Like, I don't think that's what they're going to do. I don't think that's what they're about. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
All right, guys. And this week we're getting into kind of the darker side, darker history of Christmas with the one and the only Krampus. Bad motherfucker.
Yeah, this dude, man.
Bamf.
Yeah. He was a bastard.
Well,
at least,
yeah, he's kind of a
necessary
dickhead.
Evil, I would say.
Yeah, he is. For sure, yeah, definitely necessary evil.
It was just nice to have somebody else hit your kids for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
It takes a lot of the pressure off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes a lot tired of around the Christmas off. Season. Just let him run around. Krampus would come and
dude,
beat
you know how stressed
out,
I am. I'm so fucking stressed out. I want to hit kids that aren't even mine. Just because.
Especially during this time of year, man.
Just drop kick a 5-year-old that's just walking down the street.
It's the only thing that's going to make me feel better. I went to the park the other day. I just started pushing kids off the fucking slides.
fucking tripping them as they go by. I mean, dude, what to tell you about how bad your kids have become when you have to use Santa cams and Elf on a Shelf.
My shit works, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I got one on my. It's the snowflake version of Krampus. Elf on a Shelf.
I got one of those Santa cams on my tree right now.
Hey,
of course you do.
Hey, yeah, of course you do. We used it the other day for my grandkid.
Yeah, I got Elf on a Shelf. It's more fun for me.
Yep.
Trying to figure out like shit, like you know, like scenes from like Die Hard to put them in. You know what I mean? Shit like that. All right, so essentially, you know, this story is a pretty good one because it's a little bit about, I think, duality as a cult, as people, humans, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The story
sure.
that we tell, right? Because yeah, like everybody yeah. essentially has like a shadow version of themselves, right? And Krampus is that, you know, for the beloved Saint Nicholas, you know what I mean, the guy that brings everybody all the shit they don't deserve.
Yeah,
and it's in that
Krampus brings them what they do deserve.
Yeah, an ass whooping. Can't
yeah,
whoop
yeah,
ass.
Basically.
One would say he's the better version.
Yeah. Which one would say that?
Krampus.
Not the kids.
No, the kids know. But...
No, not the kids, the parents for sure.
Maybe German kids. But so you know, it's in the vein of, you know, like of the darker side of Christmas that we're gonna try to ruin this holiday for you as much as humanly possible. We're really gonna try to really just fucking just wreck it.
Hey.
So, like, as always in the show, you know what I mean? Like, who is Krampus and why should we give a shit? Right? Why do we care about Krampus? So, you know, the history of Krampus, man, goes, it's pretty old, dude. It goes back to the 6th, 7th century, like most things we cover. It's just a continuation into modern day versions of shit they talked about in the past. You know what I mean? Aliens, I think,
yeah.
are like that now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bigfoot's kind of always been OG. He's never really
yeah.
changed much, you know? You gonna say
no,
it? No. I thought you were gonna say something about the chupacabra, and then I was gonna mute you.
Oh, no! I mean, I can. Yeah,
no, I was. Have that be our Christmas present.
I was gonna
present.
Say something.
Have
else.
It, have that be our Christmas present. You don't mention chupacabra until 2024.
2024. I don't know if I can do that.
I need at least a year off.
I was gonna say you completely sidetracked me. I don't even remember what I was gonna say.
I'm sure it was important.
It was. It would have changed the world as we
know
it.
It.
Yeah. It would have been no more hunger, smiles on everyone's faces, and now
no more happy kids on Christmas.
No.
None of it.
No.
So I don't know. I was talking about how old it was. 6th, 7th century.
Because
everything we talk about is fucking old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk about anything recent.
It's like super old. And and his story, though, until the 16th century, was never actually written down. Right? So this kind of makes you believe that if it's as old as the 6th and 7th century, it was more of a, you mean, kind of like folk tale told. Yeah. You know
orally.
I mean? Like, orally. Like orally given, yeah. You know, from family to family throughout the fucking hundreds and hundreds of years.
And, you know, if it wasn't written down to the 16th century, yeah. Chances are it probably went back further than 6th or 7th.
Well, if they didn't write it down to the 16th century, it got churched up a bit. So it could have been even way fucking worse than what we're going to get into.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure, you know, they were editing shit by then.
I'm sure it got watered down a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. And so what does Krampus look like, right? And would you know him if you saw him? Yes, is the short yes. answer to that question. Because this motherfucker... He's
you
wouldn't
even have to know who the word Krampus. You saw this motherfucker.
You would probably just scream Krampus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just start running.
Because it's pretty fucking scary.
Yeah.
So according to Central European descriptions, right? Which is where essentially the story originated from anyways. Krampus is a half goat, half demon. Which I always thought demons were half goats anyways.
Yeah. I mean, ain't that how they depict Satan? He's like half goat, half demon. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I mean.
Or he looks like Al Pacino, I guess. I hope he doesn't look like Al Pacino.
Yeah, no, me either, bro. I think I'd rather much have him look half goat and half demon.
Like a 5'5", highly Italian man. Who screams everything he says.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a half goat and half demon, right? And he was going to, you know, like we said, he's there to punish the misbehaving kids of the villages, cities, all that shit. But really only around Christmas time. I guess you can be a prick the rest of the year. And it'll be fine.
Just don't be... Well, I don't know, dude, because, you know, you have the Santa Claus thing where you have to be good all year.
That's a tall order, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's hard for a kid.
Is the Krampus thing like an accumulation of you just being a little prick for a year? Or is it just strictly around Christmas time?
It seems to be just around Christmas because they never mention it ever again unless it's around Christmas. So,
or is just Christmas season, you know, the season of reckoning
Well, I think that's when the veil is thinnest between our dimension and his. That's when he can cross over.
Okay.
You like that?
Didn't hear that one before, but yeah.
That's because I just made it up right there.
Yeah, Tim's making up folklore as we go.
It's canon now. It's part of it.
It's
recording us out in the fucking airways now, buddy.
That's right.
Now it's part of it.
You heard it on the internet, so it must be true now.
Right. So, if you can believe it, and I don't think you're gonna, Krampus is believed to have been originated in the bright and shiny country of Germany.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe that you can't believe that.
No. It seems like every horrible thing ever imagined comes out of Germany, man.
Well, he was responsible directly for World War II.
Yeah, Krampus.
Krampus?
Well, yeah. Krampus beat the hell out of Hitler, and that's what made him so angry.
It was Krampus. Too many years.
Krampus was mean to him while he was a kid.
It was the whole fucking time it was Krampus.
Made fun of his artwork.
All right, so Krampus, you know, is actually a German word. Krampen. Like cramping. Like your wives do every month. They're cramping. Which is their word for claw. Right, so that's a German word for claw.
That makes sense. Cramping, claw.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty
claws
close.
Come out once a month.
Yeah, it's pretty close. And the story of Krampus actually appears in a lot of the folklores too, like in the surrounding cultures that were in like that kind of like Slavic area of Europe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So yes, that would make sense then.
Yeah, I mean they're all pretty close.
Kind
and
of pretty,
with
yeah,
one
pretty like,
and all that.
Closely and, related.
I mean, apparently they're trading Christmas stories too. Who
but
would have thought?
In the 6th century, what the hell else you got going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. A million
hey, man,
other things.
Let me tell you about the five about kids
Christmas?
I lost on my way over here. It's only 4 miles down the road.
Man.
Two of them were killed by wolves.
I was about to say, yeah. Two of them got eaten by wolves, two got eaten by bear. So, you know. We're doing
then one
good.
Then one just disappeared. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
Then Krampus got him.
Yeah. Well, check out this.
Speaking
Christmas
of Krampus,
story.
I have a hell of a story for you.
Yeah.
So like in the surrounding countries around there though, it was like Austria, Croatia, like Hungary, like Bavaria. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which I think like Dr. Doom is from. The Czech Republic. And it even went as far down as the Italians, like northern part of Italy. Like it didn't make it down to where like Leonidas and shit were. It like just at the top.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So like regardless of the stories of him though, like, you know, punishing the bad kids at Christmas, Krampus himself has some pretty dark roots. And it's like, I think there's definitely more to his story other than just like the shit you saw and seen like pop culture.
Yeah, like Krampus, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just he's an evil spirit.
He's a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
He's a lot worse than that. And I think that's what makes him more interesting to myself now, knowing that it's not just, you know,
some B-ray horror flick.
Yeah.
Well, dude, like, it's been a few years now, but I never heard of Krampus until I was an adult. Until he started popping up in movies and yeah, stuff like that.
I mean, I can honestly
I've never
say,
heard of him once.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, bro. Like, I've never heard of it. Like, as a kid growing up, I never feared Krampus. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's because you had a 5'2" gremlin running around whooping your ass. Yeah, you didn't have time to be fearing Krampus.
I didn't have time to fear Krampus.
I figured you were one of the ones telling it orally. To your kids.
Just watch out for this little 5'2" psycho gremlin that skulks around every Christmas.
Like, I could see like you like having a picture like with Krampus.
No, there wouldn't even be a picture. It's like an etching.
Like
someone carved into
a prison pose. You know what I mean? Like their arms are crossed.
Like jailhouse pose.
And they're like leaning back.
What was that like? That 90s. rappers,
yeah, that b-boy pose.
Oh god, yeah. Yeah, you guys, like are posed like, you guys are posed like fucking New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Yeah. Krampus chilling in the middle
like one of the fucking Wahlbergs.
Krampus rocking like a Slayer album.
Much more literal back then, of course.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
But you know, Krampus, I mean, he's more than just like a silly story that the parents of the time told their kids to get them to try to behave around the, you know, Christmas.
Right.
The old world, you know, like Elf on a Shelf, essentially. Kind of.
This is so much worse.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like so much worse, man.
Oh, like, for sure, dude.
God bless, man. Like those poor kids.
Like significantly more violent. You know what I mean? I mean,
just
like,
imagine every story that these kids had to hear.
It
was just
them getting
chaos.
Yeah, like, something horrible happening to them.
They're getting kidnapped. They're getting like their hands chopped off or something. You know.
Yeah, they're getting dragged away in burlap sacks and beat with sticks.
Like, yeah,
bro. Awesome.
See that was fun for them. But they had so much more worse things to worry about.
Where do you get a burlap sack? Where can I get one of those like nowadays?
Can you even get burlap anymore? I mean, that's
what's weird. Like, if I go to like Hobby Lobby or something, I can find myself a burlap sack somewhere.
It's funny you say that because I got a roll of burlap in my closet.
Of course you do.
Yeah. I mean,
papyrus brings you back to the good old days.
Like a notebook of papyrus.
I'm not even kidding, man. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, dude.
Like, dude,
what is happening?
It. Like the what kids nowadays, man.
What century do you think it is before we continue? Like what, like God almighty, man. I got a roll of it.
Yeah, I ain't lying. I do.
Yeah.
But see, all right, let me just justify this. I got a roll of it because at one point I was intending on making my own mask. So I was going to use it for
like a Krampus.
Yeah, I bought the burlap with two rabbit hairs hides.
Yeah.
You know.
God almighty, man.
Two rabbit hides and a muskrat hide.
Yeah. And,
was it like a dowry? Like what was it? Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. We're not going to make it through this episode.
No. Every last one of us is dying.
I got that long COVID. Shit will not go away.
Well, you know, Krampus was actually part of pagan rituals.
Of course.
That surrounded the winter solstice. Like, obviously.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Like, they do create a lot of, like, creatures like this.
Yeah.
For, like, specific times of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, personifying.
And it's always, like, yeah, them, a lot of, like, the worst shit in pagan, like, culture, I guess,
mm-hmm.
always happens around one of the solstices.
Yeah, summer
solstice. Yeah, half the population dies every time it becomes summer, and the other half dies around winter. Like,
they're fucked no matter what.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, dude, making it through, like, one of those, like, 16th century winters? Like, 30 of them, and then you die in spring?
Yeah, that would suck.
You die in, like, the best time.
When it's, like, a balmy 75 degrees. And
spring equinox.
Like, a light wind, and it's fucking beautiful.
You get a splinter. Like, and
I just made it through 3 degrees.
You get trampled by a horse.
Someone coughs in your direction. Well, there goes that.
Yeah, that's the plague.
But, you know, he's a lot more than just a demon, right?
Hmm.
In fact, he's the son of Hel, the Norse goddess of the underworld. And I'm going to pause it right there. How often do the fucking Norse show up in our episodes?
Ugh.
It seems like every other episode we're talking about, like, the Norse gods or something.
It's not by fucking choice. It's just like, I hate it.
Can I get some fucking props here?
No. If I can't talk about fucking Chupacabra, you cannot talk about the damn Norse.
I can't talk about the Norse.
Thank God you're not saying that to me about aliens, because we wouldn't have a show like anymore.
Oh yeah, by the way, no more aliens. All right?
That's like 75% of what I want to do in this fucking thing.
But somehow it keeps circling right around to the Norse.
It's gonna be my New Year's resolution to talk about aliens, no matter what the topic is. I'm gonna bring it around.
Way.
I will force it in, whether it makes sense or not. It's gonna happen. I'm letting you know now. All right, you're telling me something about the goddamn Vikings. Tell me something about it.
Well, you know, like I just said, he's the son of Hel.
Mm-hmm.
The goddess of Helheim, the leader, the ruler of Helheim.
Okay.
Land of the dead. And basically, you know, it's a Norse version of the Christian hell.
Or vice versa, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like, you go to Helheim if you didn't make it to Valhalla.
Yeah, I played God of War.
So
I know all about it.
Well,
there's like a giant bird there too that does some shit.
Valhalla.
Zeus shows up, just yell
Asgard
at you.
Asgard is their heaven. Valhalla.
Sorry. Yes, Asgard. My bad.
Valhalla's for the warriors.
Anyways.
Okay, I just wanted to straighten out.
Man, thank God you did.
She's not only like the ruler of Helheim, but she's the youngest daughter of the god of mischief, Loki.
Okay.
Yeah, who's the son of Odin and the brother of the thunder god Thor.
Thor is an idiot. I just learned. He's not a very smart, like, in mythology, like in real mythology, not in, like,
well, I mean, if you're Marvel, walking around with a fucking
hammer.
Well,
it's kind of stupid at Marvel too. But
he's big and dumb.
Yeah, he's but it's like way worse in like the mythology. He's like a really dumb fucking guy.
Well, doesn't he like ride around with fucking goats for his?
Didn't he like
attached to his sleigh?
Didn't he like drink
goats to his chariot?
Didn't he like supposed to like drink an ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Somebody tricked him into thinking that this little thing had that much liquid in it.
Yeah, because it was like a drinking contest.
It goes to show you he never understood volume or density or any of that stuff. Fucking idiot. Like, wow, you know, like after like. Dude, after like a couple minutes, you're like, wow, there's like a lot in here.
Yeah,
like a lot more than it looks.
You would think so.
Then he would just like stop doing it.
It's like, nah, I'm just going to keep going.
Wow, this alcohol tastes just like salt water. Like, nobody. You didn't put
the more drink, the thirstier I get. Yeah. So let me just keep drinking.
He's so dehydrated by the end of it.
Well, you know, to go into a little bit about Krampus's mother.
Please.
She's not a looker. I'll put it that way.
Oh.
By any means.
No, I wouldn't think so.
That's mean.
In the Encyclopedia Mythica, Hel is given a physical description described as a horrible hag. that is both half alive and half dead at the same time.
We do need to bring back some of the old insults for women.
Yeah.
Like the horrible hag, like that.
I'll start using them on my wife. I'll let you
fucking
know.
Fucking Krampus looking motherfucker.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, what do you mean by that? You're like, because you look half alive and half dead at the same time.
You look like Hell of Helheim. Like, what? And only you'll get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really only for you, anyways.
Well, unsurprisingly, she's also described as having a gloomy or grim expression on her face. I can't imagine why.
No, yeah.
I can take a few stabs at it.
It might have something to do with being half dead and half alive, and also lives in the literal hell.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would think that would.
Yeah, I don't think that's putting a smile on your face.
No, yeah, that would wreck your daily demeanor.
I think you'd get kicked out. Smiling is not, you're not as prohibited.
Yeah, it's like, yo,
no. You can't smile here.
Yeah, that shit don't fly down here.
Yeah. Get with the program, all right? Yeah. It's supposed to be suffering.
Yeah, this is hell.
If whatever they turn the frown upside down is, that's what that would, that's their motto.
She's also described as having a face and body of a living, breathing woman. But her legs and oddly her thighs are said to be that of a corpse, dead and decaying.
That woman.
Multi models and molder.
Yeah, dude. It's like yeah. It's like if fucking Shakespeare did a description of Krampus or his mother.
Yeah, she has the face and body of a living, breathing woman.
But once you get below the belt,
yeah, Jesus. It's a done deal.
You know, it's funny. I have the same problem with mermaids. Like, they got that fish bottom.
Yeah, they look good as hell until below
you get
the waist.
Right around the place you want to be.
Yeah,
yeah. Then, you know, I always want the reverse mermaid. The fish part on top, and the lady part on the bottom.
Ugh, that's way worse.
Yeah, that'd be way worse, bro.
It's way, way, way worse.
I mean, I don't know which way would be really, truly ideal. But
I guess it depends on the bottom.
Yeah.
If it's like a half fish, half Kim Kardashian, I think I'll be okay. Or like a half like Nicki Minaj or something. I think I could work it out.
If well, you know, the upper half is like a sucker fish. I guess
it's just all from behind, buddy. That's what it is. And a lot of
I put a bag on my own head
and a lot of imagination.
Throw a bag on and then throw a wig on her.
Oh, like, god,
all from behind.
Now, this is the mother of Krampus, mind you. So
right, yeah, we're
naturally
talking shit about the guy's mom.
Yeah, I know, we're talking shit about his mom.
He would also be horrible and just like terrifying to look at.
Yeah,
so that's his mother. He started out not great.
Yeah, I mean, he already started off.
Yeah, the genes were a little.
Yes.
Yeah, they were a little off.
They were a little wonky to begin with.
Well, they're acid washed. Those genes.
Yeah, he was already kind rough. Of from Jump Street anyway.
Those things are rough. Like, it's not only that, but then you're like, your mother looks like that and you're born in hell.
Yeah.
That's like where so you're from.
Like, yeah, it's like your two neighborhood. Strikes against you right there.
Oh, you know, like my old stomping grounds.
Yep.
Hell. But yeah, he actually means it. Like, yeah. Like, oh man.
It's not just a metaphor. He's like,
I thought you were talking about like Detroit. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking about like, real life. Hell.
Legit hell.
Yeah, I'm from like legitimate hell, bro.
Oh man. I thought you were from Pontiac, Michigan. Or Gary, Indiana.
Or Troy, New York.
Oh my god. All the shittiest places on earth.
These kids can't win. But you know, Krampus is not the only, he's not really the only story of Christmas devils.
Did you just do air quotes without saying it?
I did.
Saying anything?
Without saying it.
You do know that this is mostly a
an audio medium?
Yeah, yeah. Audio.
Okay, very good.
But Christmas, air quotes, devils.
Well, if he says quote unquote in his retirement home there, he doesn't get his Jell-O. So
yeah.
There's certain phrases that they're not allowed to say.
No more tapioca for you.
Okay, man.
They can only ask when it's time for a nap and where their grandkids are. That's it.
And I need my I want my free Viagra. So.
Oh God. Why? Trying to get that old tush. That's it.
Yeah. Hey man.
There's that imagination again. There's using that imagination coming in handy again. You can use it on fish people or old folks.
I'll stick to the fish people. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like good thing for dementia, huh? Yeah. But the Christmas devil that are the counterpart of jolly old Saint Nick. In France, they had their own version known as Hans Trapp.
Oh, Hans Trapp.
Yeah, you know Hans Trapp.
Nope.
Not me either. And the Netherlands had Duarte Piet, also known as Black Peter. Now that I have heard of.
Yeah, that's the one.
I imagine so, yes.
That's the one starring The Rock, right?
Imagine you've run into a lot of that.
A lot of Black Peter.
Oh, wait, that's his porn. Never mind. He still says Shazam a lot in it, though. That'll be 13 minutes or so.
Shazam! Catchphrase.
But Black Peter, bro, I have heard that dude. He's like the evil Santa Claus.
That's Krampus.
No, I think he's more like the evil Santa Claus.
No, I'm saying I thought Krampus was the evil Santa Claus.
Well, nah.
Kind of.
Well, yeah. Krampus would be the...
Krampus is his counterpart. But if I'm not mistaken...
Like two sides of the same coin kind of thing.
Yeah, like I think...
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you.
Like a bad Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
But of all these traditions, man, they were based around the young men of the town dressing up to scare away the evil spirits of winter. But, you know... Dude, and this kind of takes you back to, you know, when it was, but mainly the mountain spirits that love to come down to the towns and villages and wreak havoc on the townsfolk.
Just interesting side note, like I can't wait to put this on YouTube. So yeah, there you go. Thanks for fixing it, because it looks like I was on a FaceTime with my grandma, or I could only see from your eyeballs up.
Wait a minute, no.
Well, it's like
there you go.
It's like, Grandma,
I can't see you.
You do know FaceTime is just the name of it. You don't actually have to put it in your face in real time.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is, man.
But these fucking Germans, man, they're dressed up in fucking lederhosen.
Yeah.
Scaring the ghosts.
Wooden cloths.
Scaring the kids around town.
Yeah, scaring mountain spirits.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Fantastic.
Like, these guys had to be eating mushrooms, man.
I hope, dude. Because I hope so. Just for fucking as an ounce of dignity. Yeah. I hope you're tripping balls.
Yeah, dude.
While you're doing that.
What do you expect, man? The whole town was tripping nuts. You know what I mean? Like, what do you expect from us?
Well, that's because all the green was rotten.
Yeah, they were all drunk. Drunk and high. On what, like mold?
What was that, ergot or something?
Ergot,
like that?
I think. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
But this was in line with the pagan, with the pagan traditions of the time. So, you know, the Vikings, they all, man, you got to think, do they all eat mushroom?
It's a side note on that, too. Ergot was supposedly one of the theories what caused the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, it's around the same time.
Yeah.
You
know, 1600s.
Yeah.
Well, they were thinking years. It's not that long in the grand scheme of time.
Well, that's what they were thinking, that like the people in the town were eating the bad grain,
tripping balls, and having a great time, burning witches.
Yeah. Dance around the fire.
Yeah, dance around the fire, burning.
Just
witches.
A fucking, just absolutely gnarly time. It's
drowning people.
Them. Good for them, man.
It was an awful time to live.
Well, if they
what else was there to do?
They don't. Yeah, right.
What else? Look, y'all bored, dude. Let's go burn the town witch.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
which
there's
one is
nothing.
I don't know. We'll figure that out when we get there.
I hate Mondays. There's nothing to do.
So let's burn a witch.
I got an idea. It's a fucking winter, too.
Yeah. Let's pile stones on top of them until they can't breathe. And
you know what? I'm not even going to stop with one. We're just going to do all of them. We're just going to call them all witches.
Yeah. Krampus was not one of these young men and became something way more nefarious. You know, since Christianity was spreading so fast throughout these countries, basically Krampus became synonymous with Christmas. And these, despite the church's attempt to ban this creature altogether from the lexicon, Krampus himself has a different looking, has different looking versions depending on where you lived.
Yeah, I mean,
so this is Christianity trying to whitewash again.
Yeah, try to take everything cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how dare they take the hellspawn demon
that beats and terrifies kids.
Try to get rid of them.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you want something that's supposed to keep kids good? I guess that's the threat of hell for all eternity, I guess.
I
just thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Those crafty Christians.
Yeah.
Steal everything and claim it for themselves.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, however, the most common traits of this demon, you know, I mean, it's basically the same shit, you know, across the board, man. You know, they got him as a hairy monster, typically black or brownish color.
Right.
And, you know, he has the horns of a goat, cloven, you know, and also don't, you know, throwing on their cloven hooves for feet.
Hmm.
Like,
like that sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine. I'll be real with you.
Sounds like your current wife. Like, I think if I could take one trait from a goat, it'd be like their eyeballs. Their eyeballs are pretty awesome. Yeah, they're rectangles.
They're cool. Yeah, they're crazy looking.
It looks like, you know, like
he got all the worst parts.
It looks like that's what the guitar player from like Limp Bizkit would wear. There's like contacts that look like that.
Yeah. That would look like a goat.
Yeah, that's what
goats do have sick looking eyes, man. I will give you that.
The way they're
creepy as shit.
The way they like pretend to die when they get scared is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, we'll let them
scared. I'm gonna do that next time I get scared. Just fall over.
Just fall over. Stiff. Get all stiff.
Like, oh man. Feel like the goat dead. Scream and then
And then your boss just walks away and be like, oh, okay.
I don't know what the hell just happened, but I'm gonna walk. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one right where it is though.
You know, pin in that. Come back to it later.
How scary would that be to see somebody do that in real life?
It freak you out, man.
And like it's hilarious, but in real life,
all of a sudden they just stiffen up.
They're like, oh my god!
He's like, yo, I think I just killed him.
This motherfucker, he's either office man or he fucking needs some. Like stat, some crazy shit going on around here.
Yeah,
this motherfucker literally just did like the faint goat maneuver on me.
It worked though. Yeah, I walked away. Like,
how do I even react to that?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
That's not in a managerial handbook.
Yeah. There's no seminar. There's no seminar that covers that.
Yeah. But, you know, but also, man, like an old timey, you know, Gene Simmons.
Right.
He's also known to be an asshole and have an extremely long tongue that is pointed.
Like a demon.
I thought you were talking about like trying to sell like nonstop like Krampus merch from his store.
Well, they have like I did see
like bring everything back around to his Krampus store. You know?
Yeah.
I thought like I do remember seeing that Krampus themed coffee shop that they have. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I think it was at Myrtle Beach.
Where I saw that. Yeah, it was.
That Krampus.
It definitely was. Yeah, because that guy's got his fucking name on everything, man.
You just walk in and they just beat the shit out of you with sticks.
Yeah.
Throw lumps of coal at your head.
Yeah, just start
paying for this.
Throwing coal at you.
That was a 45-minute wait.
My ass kicked.
That one of those little flying saucer things that blink and shit when your turn's up.
You know, gotta maximize everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for somebody that's supposed to be so rock and roll, he's so commercialized.
Krampus?
Yeah. Krampus.
It's all about merch nowadays.
It's all about merch, man. Gotta get that merch out there. And, you know, you get past the tongue.
Maybe we should take some Krampus advice and get some goddamn merch.
I know, get some merch out there.
Let's worry about getting listeners first, and then we can worry about the merch.
No, see, you build the merch. And that brings
and they will come to you.
No, I was going to say, build the merch, and then they will come.
Nobody's going to wear a shirt of a podcast they don't listen to. Think about it that way.
But if they got the shirt, listen to the podcast.
Did I just see you drink out of a goddamn Goku cup? I told you, no branding unless it's goddamn us. Yeah, your screen literally like blurred it out for a second like I was trying to edit it. God bless technology.
It was like, nah, bro, you can't be having this.
What were we talking about?
Krampus, I think.
Krampus's tongue.
Krampus's tongue.
What is this episode about? Kiss? Like a Kiss Christmas or something? Like a very Kiss Christmas or something?
Yeah, just terrible merch, terrible music, right, terrible everything, top to bottom.
Yeah, we nailed down the hatred of Kiss.
Yeah, we did.
Take that.
What do you mean? I love them.
Take that, Kiss Army.
They're my favorite band of all time.
Take that, you multi-millionaires, you.
Yeah, you almost billionaire. You and your Kiss Army.
How do you like that?
But, yo, once you get past the tongue, though, his terrifying mouth will also reveal razor-sharp fangs.
Were you trying to get past the tongue?
Well, I mean, you know.
How much effort was put into that?
Like, do you really want to get past the tongue at that point?
Not really.
I think it depends on how much determination you have.
It's really about grit.
Yeah.
Are you tough enough?
Are you tough enough to
Are
get
you
past
strong it? Enough to make it through?
And then deal with the razor sharp teeth.
Liam,
and it's a wonder our audience isn't growing at a rapid rate.
I don't understand it myself. We just went on like a 10-minute Gene Simmons rant.
I mean, I said the word Krampus a couple times.
Yeah,
we tried to bring it back in, but
it was more of a blend. Yeah. I wasn't trying that hard to bring it back on point. Kind of like I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I'm currently doing that. So,
you know,
is this next one going to be how the aliens invented Krampus?
Surprisingly enough, it is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Just hold your breath.
I'm starting my New Year's resolution early.
Yeah. Don't bother.
Somehow it's going to be around aliens.
See, that's how I do most of the research. I just will avoid all alien topics.
I'll just bring it up randomly.
Yeah. Somehow Chupacabra's going to get thrown in the mix.
You're not going to see it. You definitely aren't going to hear that shit coming out of my mouth.
Dude, don't worry, because the very next episode I'm looking into is the Chupacabra.
Oh, boy. That must be a solo project you're working on there, bud. Because
I'm trying, trying to branch out.
Yeah.
Good luck. Way.
Good luck with all your Chupacabra fanboys out there.
I'll probably have more success.
They're out there.
It's the only time he gets to use that word because it means suck, suck. Because he yelled goddamn well. He ain't calling his wife a Chupacabra.
What's the opposite of Chupacabra? That's what I need.
Currently. That's your current situation.
But, you know, in addition to the previous descriptions of the demon of Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Krampus is said to carry along with him chains that symbolize the Christian church binding the devil.
That had to have been added after.
Yeah.
100%.
Because if he was pagan, that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, if he was wearing chains, it was only to whip people more efficiently.
Yeah. Well, let him know
who's
boss.
More bang for his buck every time he hits him, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of let him know he was coming, kind of like a ghost kind of thing.
Yeah, he was pretending to be Ghost Rider. Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like the ghost of like Christmas past or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Krampus.
Dude, I can just see like a movie with that.
Like or Krampus is the ghost of Christmas past.
No, like Krampus is like stalking through the woods towards like this one kid, and he's just like, ooh, I'm cramping. It's like shaking his chains.
I hope it's way more like over the top, like exploitative kind of shit. Krampus, motherfucker. Like they cast like Dave Chappelle to play Krampus.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. It's like how Krampus was on American Dad.
Krampus, goddammit.
Krampus like ends up being the good guy in all this.
Wu-Tang.
But you know, the chains, in essence, you know, they're an accessory that he carries around.
Yeah.
For essentially the dramatic effect, the sound of the sound the chains are, you know, right, what they symbolize.
Right.
Along with the chains, he also carries around bells of various sizes. Likely for, you know, the same reason as the chains. He just wants you to know he's coming.
Nothing scarier than the sound of a fucking bell. I was about to say, bell.
You know, yeah, 8 foot tall goat monster coming at you with chains
the
and
reason,
bells.
It's 100% of the reason why I don't give money to, like, the fucking Salvation Army that are outside the stores right now.
Ringing bells.
I'm terrified.
Dude, I can't even go into the stores. Yeah, it's like, they're there. I have to walk away.
I'm literally yelling at strangers. It's Krampus!
Don't give Krampus your money. Now that's all I'm going to see when...
He's going to use the money for his merch store.
This is, you know, taken directly from pagan beliefs that Krampus, you know...
Not what I said.
No, not what you said at all. I was just skating right over what you said.
Oh, right, no, that's good for the show, actually. So just keep going.
But Krampus also, you know, he has what's called a root with him, or a bundle of birch branches that he uses to swing at children as a form of punishment.
What's another word for a bunch of sticks?
Fag.
Oh.
So he's swinging fags at him.
Yeah, you guys said it, not me.
What? It's
it is.
It is what it is.
Well, I wish this bundle of sticks would fucking get going here. I'm ready to hear the rest of the birch, story.
The birch branches are also thought to be an initiation symbol in pagan lore. You know.
Oh, okay. So like they had to get like a old time like getting jumped in.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of.
They beat the shit out of you with a bunch of sticks.
Just imagine him with like a fucking stack of bricks, beating the hell out of these.
It's just like, why don't you just use a fucking log?
Could you get a less stronger half beast, half demon creature to do this?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, see, if he had a log, he wouldn't get all those like the twigs slapping together sounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah. Brutal.
Wouldn't leave lacerations.
Yeah, no.
I think that's where the Legend of the Switch comes from. Krampus.
Let's ask the old man here. I'm sure he has cut his own a few times.
I did cut my own a few times.
See, that's good marketing.
Yeah, it is.
I ain't lying. I did have to pull my
own. All boils back to the merch for him.
Yeah, it does.
Well, he's got Krampus branded switches you can buy at Ollie's. Yeah.
Come over here. These switches are guaranteed.
The most southern store I've ever been in.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, they will not break. Yep. You can hit them as hard as you want.
They will draw blood every time.
It's funny. Like, if you've never been to an Ollie's, they have a card that says Ollie's Army. And I believe that they really do have some sort of redneck militia.
Dude, I've been to Ollie's. Just sitting in the wings waiting.
Just waiting for shit to jump off.
I'll tell you, man, it's gonna pop any minute.
Come on, you copy bastards.
It's gonna pop any minute, man. I'm telling you.
But you know, some of the other descriptions have Krampus carrying a whip instead of branches for, you know, obviously whipping the bad kids.
More of an S&M kind of deal.
Yeah.
Very good.
A lot of leather involved in that one. Then, you know, much like his good guy counterpart, Santa Claus, Krampus will also carry with him a sack or even a basket. And some, you know, some people show him as like carrying a sack with him.
Mm-hmm.
Other stories, he'll have a basket.
Well, that's because
like, more like a cage.
That's because Tim over there quit making burlap sacks and started weaving baskets.
Started weaving, yeah, wicker.
Wicker baskets. It brought in more money.
Well, it's
more
practical.
Either the sack or the basket, you know, cage kind of thing, it would be strapped to his back to carry off all the evil children that he finds along his way.
Oof.
He finds them,
whips them real good,
and then throws them in on his back.
Yeah, insult to
injury. Coming with me now,
dude. How
he starts piling them on top of each other.
How bad were these kids?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what did they do?
God, man.
Were they out there, like, committing murders and skinning people?
I guarantee you it was like they didn't sweep the barn out.
Mm.
Yeah, so you deserve just
yeah, but a demon showing up and
whoop your ass. Beat
down by a demon and dragged off to hell.
In a basket.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a macabre twist, Krampus is thought to use this sack or, you know, the basket, cage, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
to carry the kids away to be drowned, eaten by the creature, or, you know, maybe even worse. Well, I would say a lot worse, brought to the depths of hell.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We've never been to hell. Maybe it's awesome.
Maybe it's cool.
Maybe it's like all metal all the time.
I was gonna say maybe it's like every metal album cover we've ever seen.
Yeah. Or like Little Nicky.
Or it's Top 40.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, that would be terrible.
All the latest hits.
But I mean, dude, what could be worse than being dragged off to be drowned or eaten? Like, hell's going to be much worse.
Yeah, I think I'd just go ahead and drown me, please, if you don't mind.
He's going to drown you, but it's going to be in a lake of fire. Like, that's where he's going to drown you.
Yeah, so that way, yeah, it's 10, a million times more excruciating.
Not only is he going to eat you, but it'll be for eternity.
Yeah, over and over and over.
Mm.
Yeah, Black Pete, you know, like we talked about earlier, he also shares the same trait as, like, having a sack that he uses to take away the bad boys and girls. All right,
so it's like it's again more like that story is going from one place to another.
Yeah, like
dumb stuff is
same character, is new name
taken away.
Yeah,
yeah, just actually, I think probably repurposed for every region or every, you know, new generation
to fit like stories that are already existing, and they just add something more interesting. You know, what they think was more interesting.
Well, they add something that kind of pertains to the culture or the town or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever they think is going to work.
Right.
You know, to kind of top it all off, dude, you know, Santa Claus, you know, he's the one responsible for all the wonderful gifts the good kids receive.
You know, the good stuff.
Yeah. While Krampus, you know, he looks like a monster, and he just walks around whooping all these bad kids, just beating the bejesus out of them.
If they're that bad, don't you think that, like, some of those kids would, like, kind of, like, buck back and, like, try to, like, fuck Krampus up? Like,
you would think, right?
I don't think you're like, taking on
Jack Krampus. His chains and shit.
Yeah, like,
that's how bad of a kid you got to be
probably
with Krampus.
Ain't rolling up on, like, a gang of them. He's probably snatching them up one by one.
Yeah, they're not as tough singularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think you're taking on a hellspawn.
I mean,
as a 9-year-old.
Have y'all ever seen some of them videos of those Krampus parades?
Nope. What?
Dude.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, my God, bro. Them things are fucking terrifying.
1,000% chance that shit's in Germany.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's 100% in Germany.
Yeah, it's 100% in Europe, dude. But, dude, I'm telling you, check out some of the videos. It's like, it's called, like, Krampus Knot or Krampus Night. But, dude, it's like, these people are, like, there's just hundreds of people dressed up as Krampus. Oh, wait.
Is that the thing where, like,
the streets and they just get face drunk?
And they're like,
they're terrifying.
Don't they, like,
they whip
people too, don't they?
Huh? What?
Like, they dress up as, like, yeah, they have like a Krampus mask on.
Yeah, like,
chase people throughout the town.
Yeah, like full on costumes, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, I didn't
know. Like, goat hair.
Yeah, I didn't know that was, I just thought that was kind of Germany. I'm not gonna.
They're all over Europe.
That was just a random Saturday in Germany.
No, them Krampus parades, they're insane, dude. They're
sick. You got the one guy that brought the whip in a gimp mask. He's got it all wrong.
Completely fucked it up. Yeah, like completely.
I seem to have made a mistake.
I feel like there's about to be a Krampus themed Scheiße video, like about to be filmed anyway.
I guarantee you, there already is one.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, man.
I'm not gonna look it up.
But I ain't gonna lie, dude.
I'll leave that up to our head researcher.
Like, them things look.
Dude, I'll look up. If I find one, I'm emailing you.
Go ahead.
And I'm not even gonna tell you. I was like, oh, here's
any email you send me, I immediately ignore.
Yeah, check out this Krampus Scheiße video.
I've been marking your emails as spam for years.
But, dude, y'all should check out one of them fucking parades, man. Dude, no, these costumes are like. Bro, they're Hollywood quality, man. These things are like insane. These guys, I mean, they're fucking pure. evil, bro. Like, they nail these things, man.
It's awesome.
But, you know, a lot of them, they get in trouble, man, because a lot of them, like, they go...
They get in trouble. Okay, well, of course they get in
they
trouble.
They go too far.
They're dressed dressed like goat demons.
Yeah.
Chasing people through the fucking streets.
But what it was, too, dude, was like they go door to door, and, like, you're supposed to, like, some towns would give them, like, shots of liquor.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So it would be like...
Yeah, give the people impersonating a demon liquor.
Yeah,
at every possible stop. Or you know what they really do think they're Krampus?
Yeah.
Is out there kidnapping people's fucking kids. You know?
Start snatching kids up.
Yeah, that's because they're fucked up on Jägermeister. Or Goldschlager.
Yeah, Goldschlager.
Like I was saying, Santa Claus is going to bring all the good boys and girls their presents.
Right.
Well, of course he is.
Krampus is going to show up.
Yeah.
He's going to beat the hell out you.
All right.
And he's going to give you coal.
Wow.
So, you know, with that.
Well, I guess that makes sense. He does live in hell.
Yeah.
Where I assume
there's probably an abundance of coal.
Yeah, that used to be humans is the coal he's giving you.
Well, you can tell it's an old thing because I do remember reading that like hell is really trying to like lower their carbon footprint.
Yeah.
So they haven't really been using coal. They're in a more energy efficient means of torture.
It's more like nuclear fission.
Well, it's more like, you know, like anything made by Tesla.
I can just see that. Yeah, we'll ride around in
that
Tesla truck.
I do believe
that lines of plugged in demons trying to get charged up. Who's running the tech support down there, you think?
Oh, gee, that's a good question, man.
Like Goebbels or something?
Oh, my God. Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. Dude, the funniest joke I ever heard, I think, was right after Steve Jobs died, and I was reading a tweet from Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I was really close friends with Steve Jobs' sister, Blow. You will be missed or something like that. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, God, that's fucking crazy, dude. Anything he got fired for a tsunami joke instead of that.
Has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about at all.
Nothing at all.
No, it was just funny.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
So, like, this dude, like, so he's, like, half fucked up looking.
Yeah, he's half, you know.
He lives in hell.
Yep.
He's wearing skin tight leather everywhere.
He's walking around with chains.
Yeah, heavy ass chains. Like he's a fucking junkyard dog.
Don't forget the horns.
He's got a backpack full of kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got
a root. You know,
you weren't that bad, so here's some coal.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Well, yeah, you weren't that bad. I'm going to give you a coal and. You know what? I'll be nice. I'll give you two lashings.
Yeah.
where's my sticks?
Let that be a lesson to you about learning about evolution.
Shit out you. Yeah, right. Don't ever mention evolution again. So
everybody knows that the world is on the back of a giant space turtle.
This is fact.
This is fact. No matter how many pictures you see, it's not.
What happened again? Because next time you're getting drowned.
Yeah. I might drown you. First, I might drown you, then eat your...
I'll probably eat your, like, left leg.
Yeah.
Like, as he's drowning?
I drowned you for...
He's drowning. Yeah.
Like, drowned you for a little bit, you know.
Like multitasking Krampus?
Yeah. Yeah. One hand, a little bit. Chomping down on his shins.
Somebody should tell him they did research and says multitasking is impossible.
It is.
I don't want him to waste his time.
Oh, yeah, your brain can only handle one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, multitasking is a myth.
So that's Krampus?
Sounds like it.
That's Krampus, man. Wow, I don't think we are really going to have to get back on track after the holidays, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure our last two or three episodes, 80% of it was about something else. But Krampus is awesome, man.
Dude, forget about what we wanted to talk about today. Let's talk about these random-ass topics instead.
Yeah.
like, you definitely check out some of those Krampus movies if you're in the mood for like a really shitty, B version Christmas.
Dude, there's a Santa Claus movie that just came out. I think it might still be in theaters.
Violent Night or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, where like the little girl calls Santa Claus to come help and he like shows up and just starts beating the hell out of people.
Yeah. Oh, Hellboy. The new Hellboy guy.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, David Harbour.
Huh. Man, his career is just going straight through the stratosphere, isn't it?
Hey, man. I ain't going front, though. It looks like it might be all right.
I'm going to tell the kids this weekend. You guys want to go see a Christmas movie?
Yeah. Bring them to see that.
It happens when you don't listen.
Yeah.
Santa's going to come up. Show up with a
guy. I ruin your entire fucking life.
Yeah.
All right. That, though, thanks for joining us. As always, we love you.
Enjoy our Christmas episode.
Make sure to check us out on YouTube, Instagram.
And if you don't celebrate Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
None of us really care about the actual true meaning of Christmas anymore.
No.
So it's all about whipping kids.
Yeah. Whipping and terrifying children.
Yeah. Chucking coal at them. I'm down, man. I'm actually
scare,
down.
And then if that don't work, we'll scare them with climate change and everything else. So.
All right, guys. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook at Gamer Rape Podcast. Follow us on YouTube at Gamer Rape Podcast. Need to get working on some of those and to get caught back up again. But yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.
Everybody, see you later.
Bye. Oh, my God.